Meeting for Tuesday, August 17th, 2021. And we have a quorum. So please join me in the Pledge of Allegiance. Okay, so looking for approval of the agenda.
Second.
So we have a motion by Director Forster and a second by Director Brown. Let's see, we'll have to do a roll call vote. And I forget the names of the folks on the online, but Director Forrester?
Aye.
Director Brown?
Aye.
Director Rianda?
I'll abstain. I was not here.
Director Axe votes yes. Director, let's see, who do we have on Zoom?
We have Susan Bragstad.
Director Bragstad, how do you vote?
Oh, for the agenda? I was thinking minutes. I'll change mine to aye.
Thank you.
Okay.
Idiot.
Susan's with us. I mean, she's here, but.
Okay.
Bruce, can you answer?
Aye.
Thank you.
All right. And Director Rianda changed her vote to yes.
And Director Ratton is on the line as well.
Diane?
Yes.
Aye.
Great. All right, motion carries. Public matters not on the agenda. These are discussion items only, and you have a five-minute limit. Would anybody like to talk about any item not on the agenda in the jurisdiction of the Amador Air District Board of Directors? Any Zoomers? Okay, seeing none.
I might want to note the reason for Director Cruz and Director Onetto's absences today.
Director Cruz underwent surgery on Friday, so he's recovering, and we wish him all the best. And I guess Director Onetto.
Director Onetto's attending the celebration of life for Dick Cooper.
Dick Cooper's, yeah, that's right. Okay, I forgot all about that. So he won't be here. All right. Thank you for that, Director Forrester. Administrative matters, the minutes. So these are the approval of the May 18th, 2021 minutes.
I move approval.
Second.
So we have a motion from Director Forster, a second from Director Brown to approve the May 18th, 2021 minutes. I'll call the roll. Director Forster, how do you vote?
Aye.
Director Rianda?
I'll abstain. I was absent.
Okay. Director Brown?
Yes.
Director Axe votes yes. Director Bragstad, how do you vote on the minutes?
Bruce Smith.
Bruce, how do you vote on the minutes?
Aye.
Thank you.
I heard an aye. And Director Ratton, how do you vote?
Aye.
Great. Thank you. The motion carries.
Can I ask for your indulgence again?
Absolutely.
Back to public matters and just have Director Brown give us a quick update on the Caldor fire, where it's at right now, because it is sure. Pertinent here on Air District.
Yeah, the Caldor fire is up to 17,000 acres right now. It is currently moving in a northeasterly direction toward Jenkinson Lake from where it originally started off of Omer Ranch Road. It there's only 282 personnel on the fire, but there is a Type 1 team that's arriving today, and they've ordered more staffing, but I have to wait on that to come in. We have some AFPD staff on the fire in our local area. The Amador County Fairground is going to be used as the large animal assembly area, and that's about it.
I know I talked to Robert and Carolyn Manicero at the Celebration of Life for Dick Cooper, and they're very concerned that with the wind shift that it could end up going right into Plaza's resort.
Very much so. I agree with that. My home is about 8 miles away from where it is right now. So there's people even closer. That's what even scares me more. You know, Amador Pines, local area. So I'm trying to keep information out there as much as I can to make people make their own decisions.
Well, we'll just we'll hope for the best. Okay, thank you, Director Brown. So moving on to administrative matters number two. This is the public hearing.
We need to do the minutes. We need to the administrative matters items one for the minutes.
I thought we approved that.
Did we do that already?
We did.
Okay, sorry.
Okay, I know my memory's slipping, but I remember that one. Okay, public matter, public hearing for fiscal year 2021/2022 final district budget, and there's a resolution for approval. And Herminia, do you want to speak on this?
Do you want to open the public hearing?
Sure, we can open the public hearing.
Thank you, sir. So for our public hearing for our fiscal year 2021-2022 final district budget and resolution 2104, from at our May 18, 2021 meeting, I brought to the board our draft budget. From then, a few things changed. We received the second check of the school bus a little too late into the last of the fiscal year, so I wasn't able to purchase the electric school bus for the school district. That money rolled into our reserves. So now I do have all the funds for this electric school bus. It shows on this budget. I'll be able to purchase the bus within the next couple of weeks, hopefully. So we're good on that. The other little notable change was that I did get another grant for AB 197, which covers CEDARS. It's our database that we do for CARB for all of our emissions. So every year I have to submit all of the emissions from our sources to CARB, and they came up with an assembly bill that sort of reimburses our district staff when we work on that. And so I added that into the budget. Our cash flow, our cash reserve went down a little bit, so we're slowly chipping away at that reserve, and I think we're going in the right direction.
Okay, any questions from the board? So I have a couple. So on your memorandum page, I guess the Carl Moyers money is the $398,000, correct?
Yes, sir.
And the, okay, so that was really the significant change that took it from roughly 650,000 up to 1.1 thereabouts. I'm
correct.
Trying
yes.
to recall.
The school bus is $380,000. And then the other thing that I added in there was for a prescribed fire grant that we got, that is $18,000.
Okay. That was the other one? Okay.
Yep.
So everything else is pretty much the same. I did, I think it's in the different, I think it's the monthly financial report. I had a question there, but any other board questions or comments?
Were those the money for the electric vehicle charging stations, was any of that allocated thus far?
We have interest already for Amador City, and then I just got an email yesterday from the city of Sutter Creek that they're interested and they're ready to move forward with it. So they're on board. The city of Ione is still trying to debate whether they want to move forward with it. So there is a couple of cities that are interested in moving forward.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I have a quick one. What about the electric vehicles?
That one I plan to bring back to our next board meeting in October with the plan this, she's talking about the police car one. So I plan to bring that back to you guys in our October meeting so that we can move forward with that one as well.
Great. Thank you.
You're welcome.
The problem with that is they can't run their sirens too much, otherwise it runs the battery.
Yeah. We'll figure that out.
Okay.
They have these hand crank ones.
They can, it'll be muscle.
I've got one of those.
There you go. It'll be muscle. It'll be really strong on one hand.
Yeah.
I'd like to see Amador City move forward. Ansar Creek
too.
Would be naturals for the electric vehicle charging stations.
Yeah.
We've wanted one for a long time. It's just having the money and the ability to get it. So this is working out, I think.
The City of Jackson also, I talked to Yvonne, and she's trying to figure out a way to move forward with it. Amador City, you know, they've been working at this for such a long time. We need to see that one go through. That one, you know, I'm rooting for
it to be a natural with the tourism.
Yes, exactly.
Right. And I think a lot of them might drive electric vehicles. So.
We've actually have quite a few residents in town who do, so it would be really nice to go.
Yeah.
Okay. Good. Any other questions on the budget? Any questions from our board members on Zoom?
Yes.
Go ahead and speak.
Susan.
Hey, Susan.
I have a hard time hearing you, but we're wondering if the increase from 5,000 to 10,000 got approved for the EV chargers.
Yes, it did, Director Brakstad. Well, hopefully. That's what we're here today for. If the budget gets approved today, then yes, it will be $10,000.
Oh, great. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Any other comments from the Zoomers, Bruce or Diane?
Hermania?
Yes, go ahead, Bruce.
I just wanted to, I knew that we were looking to have the approval of $10,000. We've been trying to work with one of the businesses, as I think we've told you, in Amador City to move this forward. But we've run into a little bit of a wall on it. So we're still actively trying to find a spot to do it in town. I just wanted to make you guys aware of that.
That's awesome. Thank you, Bruce.
This is Diane Ratten. I will bring this back to council tonight with the increase of $10,000. We may be able to get some movement on it.
That would be great. That would be almost all the five cities, so that would be awesome. Thank you.
Well, let's keep our fingers crossed.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Is there any other questions or comments on the budget? And if not, then can we approve the resolution?
I would move to close the public hearing.
Okay, close the public hearing.
Second.
Okay. Motion from Director Forrester, second from Brown to close the public hearing. I'll call the roll call. Director Forrester?
Aye.
Director Rianda?
Aye.
Director Brown?
Yes.
Axe votes yes. Director Brakstad?
Yes.
Director Bruce?
Aye. Yes.
And Director Ratten?
Yes.
Great. It's a unanimous vote to close public hearing. Can we approve the resolution for the budget?
Move to approve.
Second.
Motion by Director Brown, second by Director Rianda to approve the budget resolution. I'll call the roll call vote. Director Forrester, how do you vote?
Aye.
Director Rianda?
Aye.
Director Brown?
Yes.
Director Axe votes yes. Director Brakstad, how do you vote?
Yes.
Director Bruce?
Yes.
Okay, and Director Ratten, how do you vote?
Yes.
All right, it's unanimous. Carries. Let's go on to item three. This is the CARB truck and bus regulation discussion and possible action. And do you want to remind the board here?
I certainly do.
So
at our last board meeting, we were asked to bring back this truck and bus regulation rule. This started way back in 2008. The California Air Resource Board, CARB, approved the truck and bus regulation to significantly reduce particulate matter and oxides of nitrate emissions from existing diesel vehicles operating in California. This regulation applies to nearly all diesel-fueled trucks and buses with a gross vehicle weight rating greater than 14,000 pounds that are privately or federally owned. On-road diesel vehicles with a GVWR of more than 14,000 pounds had the option to either install a diesel particulate filter or upgrade to a 2010 engine model year or newer to be fully compliant. This requirement took our Amador County residents by surprise and left many of them struggling to keep their businesses afloat. In September of 2019, our board sent a letter to CARB requesting relief from this regulation in the form of a grace period. CARB Executive Officer Richard W. Corey did reply to us. Unfortunately, Amador Air District was told that CARB needed to equally enforce the existing regulation across the board without the possibility of individual amendments. And I attached in the packet some information that describes what this regulation is about. I've also included a copy of the letter that Director Stimson sent to Richard Corey in 2019, as well as his reply back to us. And I know this was a topic that Director Anetta wanted to.
Right. What I was thinking, maybe we should hold it over.
And so, but, you know, it's unfortunate that this rule came about, and it did hit some of our Amador County residents pretty hard, because lots of them used these diesel trucks as their means of job. And but, you know, the Air District does not regulate on-road vehicles, so on that end, there isn't really much. Our hands are tied, and the Air District doesn't have much of a say in these regulations, but I did bring it up to your attention and brought it back to you.
What's interesting is that, you know, after the information pack you gave me of Tuolumne County and their drilling rigs, he did put an exception into the system. So he's kind of lying to us at the same time he's talking to us.
Yeah.
What drilling rigs are these?
There was 12, it was three counties?
It was four counties.
Four counties.
When the drought hit, there was an emergency proclamation that came about of it, and water drilling rigs were exempt for the time period from this rule because they were out there drilling wells because of the emergency proclamation.
But so it's still in effect. It hasn't.
Yeah.
It hasn't ended. The emergency.
We're not still in an emergency.
Yeah, we're not under. Well, even that we're under a new emergency, but the one that was that this qualified under is still ongoing. So that was kind of a weird. And so when I read this packet, I'm like, okay, I see how it is. Somebody was playing politics somewhere.
Well, the one thing we could do, we're trying to do this alone. We could talk to Mary Piddle, who used to be the environmental lobbyist with RCRC.
Mm-hmm.
I would talk to her first, and even if we need to engage her and have her engage with RCRC, we might be more successful doing it that way and try to get a small county exemption.
Okay.
Yeah, this has impacted our residents who are, their wells are drying, and they're having a really difficult time.
Well, that's the unfortunate thing is most of our drillers gave up their rigs. You know, so they gave them up flat out because they couldn't drive them on the road. And but then after a letter that, you know, because I was trying to educate myself, and so Tuolumne and Mariposa.
It was Tuolumne, Glen County, Fresno County, lots of the Central Valley.
Yeah. And so it was like, so how did they get an exception? And we didn't, because we were under the same drought conditions, and we had this, you know, our little small well drillers, you know, they're not fancy systems. So that was just a little frustrating.
But we're asking for a broader exemption than that.
Correct. Than well drilling. Yes, we are.
Not sure they're going to give a broader exemptions, but I think it would help to engage with Mary Pitto and see if we can get any satisfaction, at least on some parts of this, drillers or whoever.
Okay, I could touch bases.
That work for everyone?
Yeah.
touch bases with her, and then once I have enough information, I could put it back on the agenda and bring it back to a later time.
Okay. Any other board comments? Susan, Bruce, and Diane? Okay, seeing none, hearing none. Let's move on to item number four, which is the Air Pollution Control Officer's update.
Not much. We did our smoke reduction bin program that has been ongoing. We did finish our round with the neighborhood bin program. The neighborhoods, we had six neighborhoods on the round this time, and they each got their bin 2 to 3 weeks. It was very successful. I had the Woodland Road Association one swap out their bin every single day of those 2 weeks that they had it, other than the weekends. But every single day they swapped out that bin, which was amazing. You know, they were able to clean up their area. They were very happy. They put a lot of work into cleaning up their areas. The other neighborhoods did an awesome job too. I mean, these people take so much pride into this bin. They guard it like guard dogs, and they help. It's amazing to see how communities get together, and you have neighbors helping other neighbors. I mean, you'll have the occasional bad neighborhood, but you know, this time around, it was a good turnout. We did a really good job on that one. We're still having the free disposal days at the transfer station, so we'll have this month, which it's coming up next weekend, this Saturday. Then we have September and October. If we don't get any rain, I will try to push it out to maybe November, December, depending on the weather. So with the grant that we got, the AB 617 Implementation Fund, that one has allowed me to expand this a little bit more. The Sutter Creek one gets utilized a lot as well. So, you know, overall, it's been a good year for the bins. And the last one is financials through August 10th, if you guys have any questions. But that's for informational purposes.
On the smoke bin reduction program, this is exactly the way it should be operating,
yes,
with the neighbors taking control of it and having oversight over to make sure that the bins are used correctly and that no household garbage waste is put in there.
Correct. I mean, again, it is Matt and myself went out and we met with the individuals that were hosting the bin, and we introduced ourselves. We chit-chatted with them a little bit, and just the collaboration that we had with them as well. You know, every day they were calling or keeping us informed of what was going on. I mean, it worked really well, and we had, you know, no issues with garbage or even the landscapers or stuff like that. So,
any other board questions or comments? So, just on the, the budget sheet.
Mm-hmm.
So, we're over budget. That's just kind of an artifact because you're just every month we get a certain amount of money, and you're just deducting that from what the
Correct.
Budget says.
Correct.
Okay,
yep.
So. All right. Any other, let's see, we went through smoke reduction, pine needle bins and financials. Susan, Bruce, and Diane, are there any questions from you on the Air Pollution Control Officer's update?
Just clean up the air, please.
I'm doing my best, Susan.
We need to get a big vacuum.
We do.
Thank you.
Air scrubber.
Thank you.
Me neither.
All right. So we have one correspondence, which is on the very back sheet, and it's a letter from Jennifer Gobershock.
Mm-hmm.
And the Woodland Road Association, and she speaks very highly of the pine needle debris program, and I'm working with Herminia, so that's always a good thing.
Thank you.
And they're looking forward to the program continuing.
Thank you. And that's all I have.
All right. Any other board questions or comments before we adjourn? Well, I'd like to thank Herminia and for all the work, and Matt, and all the work you're doing, and well, you know, can you clean up that air?
We'll do our best.
Okay.
We'll get big fans. Thank you, sir.
Anything you want to say before we go, Zoomers? Okay, so we're adjourned until October 19th, 2021 at 1:30 p.m. Talk to you later.
Thank you.